On this week's episode of Marketing O'Clock,
Performance Max comes to Microsoft Ads.
You may SEE, more citations coming soon in SGE.
What'd you expect? Revenue is down, so Elon eases the financial bird in on advertisers. All on today's show.
Welcome, you are listening to Marketing O'Clock. Just stay tuned. Digital marketing news, but let's get specific. Digital ads, SEO and analytics, social media and more. Pretty much everything that'll make your website perform. With new shows every Friday. We give you the news with sass and puns and definitely hot takes. Thank you for tuning in. You know what time it is. It's officially Marketing O'Clock. Settle in, sit back, keep it locked.
Hey there, I'm Greg Finn.
I'm Jessica Lee Budd.
I'm Nicole Waddington.
And it is officially Marketing O'Clock.
Here on August 4th, 2023. How's everybody feeling here? Welcome back. Happy August.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks. I was very excited for August, to be honest with you. I've had kids sports. My kids are on three different teams, two baseball teams because you have to, and then a soccer team.
You have to.
Traveling around, doing all this stuff. I've had no free time. And I'm like, you know what? As soon as August hits, I am going zero Greg 30 on it. I'm going to get back into my fitness. I'm going to go all in. Going to
the jerks. The jerks.
Yeah. The snatches. All of it. Yep, the thrusters. Yep, I'm going to do them all.
Damn it.
I'm going to rock them. And so.
Never mind.
So I'm like, I started up and I go to the aggressive gym that I go to and my mind wasn't in it. I had a little gastrointestinal thing and I ordered jalapeno peppers and that's what I always do, right? They gave me
at the gym?
No, the night before for my order that's being delivered. They delivered me serrano peppers. And I treated them like they're jalapeno peppers, right? I don't know what the Scoville is on it, but they were much hotter.
They are very hot.
And then next morning, I put the pre-workout in. Oh, it hit the serrano peppers. No. And I just was like trying to like, you know, there was about to be an explosion.
Where?
At the gym, right? And so I'm doing that. And I didn't have the right form. And I'm doing a snatch.
Oh, no.
And I bent over my back. Right into that snatch, and I just felt it go. Right. And
Craig.
I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I threw my back out.
Not the right time for digestive issues.
I threw my back out the first day of Zero Greg 30. And that's how it started. And so I have had my back has been thrown out.
My back. Spinal.
But you know what I said? I said, it's Zero Greg 30. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep going. That night, I finished the workout. I had to scale it down because I couldn't lift anything over my head because I couldn't stand up. Finished that workout, went kayaking later in the day. I had a kayak date. I was on. So kayak
date.
Then I drove 3 hours the next day, went boating, was fishing, all this stuff. Did baseball practice the next day after, drove back. And driving is the worst part, like sneakily on all of
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then went to the gym again. And then the next day, and then played soccer. So that's it. I'm still fighting through Zero Greg 30. And if you want to join, it is now. It's August. We're getting started right now. So. I'm not letting it hold me back.
Stay hard.
I'm really happy for you. Tell me about these peppers, though. Are you done with them?
No, it was awesome. Just not for the gym. Like, no. You can't make serrano peppers with C4 lemon starburst flavored pre-workout. All right. And today's show is brought to you by the one, the only Serps Up podcast with Morty and Crystal from Wix. And Serps Up, I would have never guessed this. It is going to be their 50th episode special coming up here. There is going to be a special show on August 8th. Morty Oberstein and Crystal Carter are going to reflect on their most popular episodes of their SEO podcast, right? I'm guessing they're probably not going to reflect on the one I was on.
You're part of the 50.
Yeah.
I guess.
It's not their 49th.
Okay. All right. And so there's going to be timeless tips, strategies, new insights into the future of search. And I just want to say, out of all their 50, the one that I go back to all the time is about site migrations. And that was the best piece of content about site migrations ever. And they have done just a fantastic job in these 50 episodes, keeping SEO light, keeping SEO fun. The SEO community has been like gatekeeping in general. It's usually just a bunch of dread and dreariness. And Morty and Crystal have come on the scene, giving you great stuff week after week, 50 in a row. And I am just very happy. And you should listen to the SERPs Up podcast on August 8th for their 50th episode. And now the only thing they might have to do is might have to change their jingle, you know, instead of the new wave of SEO podcasts. It might have to be the old wave.
Consistent wave.
There you
Congrats on 50. That's amazing. We know how hard that is.
They're a rogue wave when it comes to podcasting and SEO. So check that out. Thank you, Wix, and thank you, the SERPs Up podcast. What's happening in the main news this week, Nicole?
All right. So PMax is coming to Microsoft Advertising as an open beta worldwide. And similarly to Google Ads, you will be able to dynamically serve rich ads everywhere based on your inputs. They will serve a variety of ads across Bing, AOL, Yahoo, MSN, Edge, Outlook, and more, and use audience signals powered with AI to intelligently serve the right creative to the right person. So you can also simplify your workflows, free up your time while receiving campaign and asset level reporting along the way. Hopefully the reporting is better than Google's. And reading through the announcement article, it looks like everything's basically the same as Google PMax. They do note at the bottom of the article that after your campaign is created, it usually takes less than 1 week before your ads start to serve. But in some cases, it can take up to 10 days. So after your ads start to serve, the campaign will enter a learning period, and the average learning period during beta can take up to 2 weeks. So make sure you take that into account.
I'm glad they said that. Could you imagine just being like twiddling your thumbs waiting?
Right.
And we've had this beta, and they're not lying. Like, we've been doing this, and
it's
a slow go. It's a slow burn, this.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like normal Google PMax where it just takes off.
I'm all right with a slow burn. Anyone? Casey Musgraves?
Love that song.
Thank you.
Love Casey.
There is a new article out there saying that Google is testing links directly in the search generative experience snapshot answers.
Whoa!
Who could have guessed
that? They must be listening to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Tables, I know that you are the producer and editor on the show, but I'm just going to go and say on the June 1st episode, you can check out the 12-minute mark when it was announced, and I called it at the top of the list. You can't click on it, but it's also horrific for anybody actually trying to get somewhere, right?
As a user.
That's the whole point of Google, is to get people to where they want to go. And in this case, they're surfacing some of that information. It's hard to see where it's coming from, and it's hard to get there, which is just a bad experience overall, in my opinion. I said, this will not launch without links in it. It was a terrible experience where you couldn't see where sources are coming from, not only from a legal perspective, where they would grab this content, steal it, and then not give credit to where it was due, but also no user would ever use this. You don't want to ask a machine without being able to like go through and follow up on it. It just never made sense that they would do that. So I'm very glad that this has happened. There are a few different iterations that it looks like they're testing. And this is where it gets a little bit suspect, at least in my mind. So one of them, it shows either the site name or just the site URL. And for example, you could say, here are some average car costs for charging an electric car. Some of it will say Investopedia. Others will say pod-point.com. And it will be at the end in a different hue from the bullet point or source cited. Additionally, there are some where there's almost like a little carrot down where you can click on through and it says like, hey, here are the features of Gmail, 15 gigabytes of free storage. And then there's a carrot down where you can find that. I don't think that that's very helpful. I like the one where it has the actual site links in there. It's from a user's perspective. You can just be like, hey, you know what? I don't really want to go to a Wikipedia page for this. I want to see like something else. Like, I think that showing that instantly is one less click.
Mm-hmm.
Very helpful.
What does the carrot do? Show you the link or take you where you need to go?
I was unable to replicate it, but I assume that it shows that link underneath.
It's a experience either way. One more click.
All right. And then another one is quotation marks on there, which I think is stupid. Like, give me the carrot. Like, if you're quoting it, nobody's ever put a quote mark and not like had the name next to it. Like, if you're
cite your sources, we right. all failed English for like this. You have to, first of all, open your quotes before you close them.
Right.
But yeah.
Like, if you're reading a book, you don't say quote, like one quote. No, you say quote and then the source.
Who
like,
said that?
I'm reading Harry Potter with my kids right now. And it's like, Hermione said this or Harry said this. Are you a big Harry Potter fan?
I've never read or seen Harry Potter.
I've never seen or read it either. I'm reading it for the first time. What about you?
I read like the first 2.5 when I was a kid. I haven't cared since.
Okay. Yeah. I hear it gets better. That's going to be my review. And I'm not going to yuck anybody's yuck.
Put that in a half quote. Yeah, it gets better.
But anyway, I called this. There's no way that was going to launch. Never. Just like I called, Threads won't be here in a year. It's going to be gone.
Finstradamus.
Yep. So that's it. Love to see it. And I think that I've actually tried using some generative AI just to force myself to. It's okay. If it were this, I would use it. That's a crazy thing. If it had this and I could just easily type in Google, I could see what it gave me and then everything underneath and get to where I want to go. The problem is I can't get to where you want to go. Like right. they're talking about where does the user exit Google? No, I want to exit Google. You're supposed to be getting me to the source, to the news, to more information. So I will shut up now. Jess, what do you have for the main news this week?
I wish you wouldn't shut up because now I got to talk about Twitter or X. First of all, X is still X. We weren't sure if it would stick. We probably should have been sure because Elon's Elon. The bird is dead. Tweets are now posts. I will do my best to say this right going forward.
Can I didn't think it was going to stick.
I know.
I thought it was like a joke. And then to see that
it's a joke. I mean, we'll get to it. It's a joke.
When we talked about it last week, we're like, oh, Meta owns X and then Microsoft owns X trademark. I thought that at that point you'd like do that Homer Simpson meme where you the Grandpa Simpson where you walk in the door and just like turn around and leave or you just fade out.
I thought
out.
You were going into the bushes.
Either of those memes work. Do both of the memes.
Yeah, I whatever. It's stuck. And from the Wall Street Journal, it's stuck and it's losing money. Those are my words, not WSJ's. But Elon Musk's rebranded Twitter cuts ad prices. Social media site X is offering hefty discounts to lure back ad dollars. By the time you are hearing this, this will be old news. The promo I'm about to speak of has come and gone. But last week, some advertisers received emails that were offering them 50%, that's one half, off of video ads running alongside trending topics in the Explore tab on X. This was only for new bookings until July 31st, but that's a hefty cut for a 24-hour top placement and theoretically a prime spot. So they're just saying like, hey, come advertise here. They handpicked the advertisers that received this email, obviously, but
yeah.
Do you know who, you have something to say, don't you?
Do you know who's not going to be getting that 50% off for being a new advertiser? On X.
Any of our listeners?
The Cheech and Chong gummies. I don't know if it's just me. Every time I'm on X, I just see Cheech and Chong. And it's like, here's Cheech, here's Chong.
Is
you can't
Cheech
believe these
still
gummies.
Involved? Because I feel like Tommy Chong dead. Is like, they're not dead.
No, they're alive and
they're
kicking.
They're so alive and they're in everything. If you watch, Cheech
I swear,
everywhere.
X.
Cheech Marin's everywhere.
X is either Elon on there or it's freaking Cheech and Chong. That's who I see all the time. I swear, I'm going to open up my X right now and we're going to see Cheech and Chong. We're going to see one of the two. Cheech or Chong? Who do you think it's going to be? Cheech or Chong? AnimeBape.com thinks I'm going to buy a Macho Man shirt.
I dare you to buy that shirt.
Where's Cheech? Where are you, buddy? Let me see it. Cheech.
Stop
watch
scrolling.
Watch how fast I find him. Ah! Cheech or Chong!
So X also, this is from the article, warned advertisers that beginning August 7th, brands accounts will lose their verification if they haven't spent at least $1,000 on ads in the previous 30 days or $6,000 in the previous 180 days, according to the email. So why the threats and coupons? According to a tweet, which I say because it happened before the rebrand in July, Twitter had a tweet from Elon Musk. Twitter had seen an approximately 50% drop in ad revenue, which is not surprising given all the general drama, as well as the fact that advertisers had reported increased costs and decreased engagement after the rate limits that we've beat to death we don't need to talk about. Expert also reported a negative cash flow. Why? They're certainly not spending money on flashy, useless shit.
They're not?
They are. So if you remember the time that Elon ruined my life by removing the W from the Twitter sign, he has gone and done it again by putting a big giant X on the damn building. And it flashes and it's stupid and it's not centered on the building. Maybe they don't own the whole building. I don't know. It looks so stupid. And somebody tweeted, posted, I would be livid. Imagine this X sign right across from your bedroom. And shared a video of it. There's apparently an apartment building across the way. I just say, if there's an X outside of your bedroom, bring three X's into the bedroom. And Elon would agree. He loves Canada. And if anyone didn't see this, we are going to put it up on the screen. You should watch the video. He has an I Love Canada shirt that he just decided to wear a blazer over.
Yeah, he doesn't look great. Like, he doesn't look great. And he usually puts out photos where he looks really great. I don't understand why he posted this and why he said I love Canada. Is he going to move to Canada? Is that what he's saying? He doesn't like Twitter?
He's not saying that at all. He's saying I love a**. If you look at the way he's cropping his shirt. And I want to know whose bathtub that is, because it looks like it's like super tiny.
But I mean, it looks nice. It has a little.
No, that looks like a hospital tray.
That's like a spa thing where you can put your book.
I've never been to a spa, Nicole.
I've never been either.
What is that circular bowl for? Does it really? Okay, Jess.
Greg.
There is one thing I think that you specifically are going to appreciate about the change from Twitter to X.
And what's that?
Look in the notes underneath the photo and give it a click there.
Ooh, okay. So I'm clicking this link.
What did you click on?
I clicked on a link from twitter.com/titterdaily.
Okay. Something that you have to report on.
Oh, no. This account is no longer active. Follow at xdaily for updates.
R.I.P.
No. R.I.P. in peace. But also, how sad is that? I know I hate it. I know I hate it. But you just ruined the best thing about the platform.
I wanted your reaction. I told you. I'm like, I really want to know what your reaction is. I have no idea. I thought you were going to be happy about it.
No, I'm sad about this because that was important to me.
And it was one of the best sources about Twitter news.
It really was.
Twitter Daily.
It really was.
Which is just a word in the English language in the dictionary. Look it up. And it is now X Daily.
X Daily. And it's probably so boring when you go there.
Now it's time for this week's take of the week. This is a hashtag fire digital marketing take with extra spice served up for you. We simply deliver the take for your consumption. We give no opinions. We don't influence. You make the call.
This week's take of the week comes from Google itself, but by way of Alfred Simon, at Alfred Simon, X Alfred Simon on X. Alfred says, Google added an automatic business name extension to our account and then disapproved it, claiming trademark in ad text. Okay, you do you, Google. And you can see the example is automatically created and then it is limited because it uses a trademark. What a time. What a time to be an advertiser.
Now it's time for this week's ICYMI.
ICYMI, people.
This is something you just might not have seen. Maybe something that you overlooked, but you shouldn't have.
All right. This week's ICYMI is brought to you by at PPC Greg on X. He tweets or posts. As expected, the new appeal process is significantly more work for advertisers. Instead of a one-click appeal, advertisers have to fill out this form, and he links to the Google support article with a screenshot of the new policy violation experience in Google Ads. And I experienced this morning. You have to fill out a form to appeal any trademark violations on your ads now.
Now it's time for this week's
pew, pew.
Lightning round. At this point in the show, we split up our content into three parts: paid, organic, and social.
This week in the paid universe, first up, Greg at PPC Greg on X posted, do you use Performance Insight view explanations? I do not find them super helpful as they are today, and these just tend to get in the way of what I'm looking for at the top graph. And he has a screenshot of the Google Ads platform where you can see your performance in the graph, and you hover over one of the lines, and Google has a link to view explanations of why something may be trending up or down. I don't find it super helpful.
Get rid of it.
And at Anthony Higman on X.
Higman!
Google Ads has been really increasing the amount of close variant BS for criminal law in the last 7 days. Here are some examples. Hashtag annoying AF.
Great hashtag.
And he has a screenshot of his search terms. And criminal lawyer phrase match is a close variant to criminal barrister, criminal law 101, criminal law cases and materials, and paralegal criminal law.
No.
It's not. And the biggest issue here is that law and lawyer are very different. It is not a close variant. And that's totally beside the point. But then the fact that you're going to show for 101, like if you change it that much, you're going to show for everything. And it's just like law and lawyer are not close variant. They cannot be. They're totally different things.
It's totally like saying, different things.
Yeah, it's being like, oh, I'm a quarterback, or you know, and being a football. It's like, no, soccer. It's different.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
We're with you, Anthony. And Olivia Coria at Olivia Coria on X posted Meta's new engage views metric. Non-click conversion attribution that measures conversions occurring after a person views a substantial portion of a skippable video ad and converts within 24 hours. So you now have three ways to look at Meta performance in platform: click-through, view-through, and engaged views. Truly a solution or merely another distraction? And then there's also part of the thread that says three things to consider. Engaged view attribution still relies on Meta pixel. Engaged view attribution is correlative, not causal. And third, engaged views creates a greater delta in ad performance reporting versus 3P reporting. Don't be distracted. Rather than adopting a new metric that will become increasingly inaccurate, it's time to focus on future-proofing your measurement. I don't know, people. And Barry Schwartz had a post on Search Engine Roundtable this week covering screenshots from Frank Sandman.
Enter Frank.
That was a thinker.
It's a Metallica joke. Oh.
Where's Mariano Rivera? Sorry to interrupt. I'm with the news, Nicole.
All right. Anyway, Frank, with some deceptive ad label placements on Bing search, he has screenshots of the top listing in Bing. And wow, if you look at it, I'll let you, the viewers or listening, however you're consuming this podcast, look yourself. But it took me a while to find the ad label in this listing.
Yeah, I thought he was wrong. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
No, that was an ad.
Yeah. And Nicola Agius covered news on Search Engine Land that GA4 audiences can be used with third-party segments in Ad Manager now. So by accepting a third-party segment, which are cookies matching the demographics of your visitors brought via a third-party data provider, marketers can target line items to it, perform reports, and run forecasts. At PPC Greg, last-minute reminder to turn off this setting, hashtag PPC chat. And I like how he notes he scheduled this tweet for March 30th. That's so smart.
Was it smart? Because if he really was so fucking smart, Greg, you would have wrote and scheduled this X post on March 30th.
Listen, we can't have a war among Gregs.
There's nothing but a war among Gregs. I'm just trying to cement my place so I can finally win a Greg of the Year this year.
Well, I don't know if not showing teamwork would do that for you, but okay. Right.
Greg basically included Dario Zanoni's tweet, now X, or post, that on August 1st, Google Ads campaigns using similar segments will be automatically opted into optimized targeting and audience expansion. We covered this on the show earlier this year, but just a reminder, if you didn't catch this news, check your campaigns, make sure that you're going after who you want to go after, and by the time you're listening to it, it's already been too late. So just triple, quadruple check. And Andrew Hutchinson on Social Media Today reported on a change in X's ads with the regular promoted signifier disappearing from the bottom of the post. And it's been replaced with a small ad marker at the top right. and he has screenshots. It kind of makes the ad look more natural in the feed. It's not as obvious that it's a promoted post, but it's merely an experiment for now, and we'll see if they actually implement this across the board.
Right.
And ending the paid section with Correction Corner, Mike Ryan X'd posted, "Thanks for the shout out. I did issue a correction on this." So this is referring to what we covered last week about the new search terms report in Google Ads. He says, "There are search terms in the report if you download it from the right place. Weird, but that's how it is." And this was a reply that we missed when we covered the news last week about it. So thank you, Mike Ryan, for listening, and thank you for your correction too.
All right. And this week's organic and SEO news in the lightning round comes from the one, the only, Wix.com. Yes, you probably are tired of hearing about the 900 plus templates that Wix has to offer in their sites, but Wix has an SEO assistant built in. I didn't even know that this existed. It is phenomenal. It's a built-in auditing feature for SEO that will help you better optimize the fundamental on-page elements of your blog pages. You can hop in there. There's a little magnifying glass in SEO. Go hit assistant, and this thing ties directly into SEMrush. You can then put in focus keywords. You'll be able to see all those blue or green and red, like if it's doing well or if you need room for improvement. You can utilize the keyword research integration directly within the posts. And then you can get all sorts of tips like, hey, maybe add this to your title. Oh, you know what? You should put this in your body text. It is super helpful stuff. Yeah, you can get this stuff if you go pay for a premium plugin elsewhere. But you get this with Wix.com. And that's why we are so happy to have Wix as a sponsor, because they do things the right way and they don't just say they do SEO, they do the SEO, right? You can also see if there's ways that you can have the markup work for rich results. And if you want to know more about this, there's a link that we'll tweet out over on X or post out over on X. And you can read all about the Wix SEO assistant auditing tool. And I tell the truth, right, Jess?
For sure.
Yes.
To a fault.
I had a former client message me saying, hey, can you build a website? I said, right now, go to Wix. Launch the website, requisite talent partners. They're passing everything. You look at everything in their Core Web Vitals, in Lighthouse, all the best practices are 100. They have solid SEO scores. I think 94 big old green accessibility. Wix is it. And they care about helping you drive traffic. And they build all the tools. They've got Morty. They've got Crystal. All they need left is you. Wix.com, Wix.com, Wix.com. Let's get to the SEO news. And first up from Barry Schwartz over on at Rusty Brick on X. He says, the new merchant policy and Google merchant center policy says AI-generated reviews are spam and against the policy. Checked out the text and Google says, we're adding a new policy, automated content. We don't allow reviews that are primarily generated by an automated program or artificial intelligence application. If you've identified such content, it should be marked as spam in your feed using the bracket is spam attribute. First off, nobody on their site is going to use the bracket is spam attribute. Nobody's going to do that, Google. What do you think is going to happen? It's like when the cops put a free sign, like free guns or something. I see who shows up. Like, this is never going to happen. I think somebody else said that. Whatever. Nobody's going to put the is spam on their site. Imagine the people that have websites and then the percentage of people that are ever going to use the is spam. It is zero. Zero.
No, I disagree with you. I feel like people are going to misuse this. They're just going to want to like not have things counted and they're just going to put that in there. They're going to misuse it.
The only person that is going to use the bracket is underscore spam bracket is fucking Hormel. That's it. All right. That is it. Okay. All right. So then you can't use reviews that are primarily generated by an automated program or artificial intelligence application. Okay, I get it, right? Here's a little search that I did on Google saying, what is the thought on RAD sneakers, R-A-D, RAD 1? I forget what it stands for, but whatever. Oh, Rally Against Destruction. They're sneakers. Here is something from Google's SGE. Here are some thoughts on RAD sneakers. I'm reading verbatim. They're easy to pick up and go in. What does that mean? I have a big problem going in my sneakers. So they're saying that it's easy to pick up and go in. Then they're saying they're comfortable underfoot without being mushy or unstable. They're solid performers for CrossFit and heavy lifting. They didn't say anything about snatching. Then Google SGE says they have enough cushioning to be comfortable for running work. This is a review. This is an automated review.
This is spam.
This is generated content by an automated program or artificial intelligence. Right? Am I wrong in this?
No, you're not wrong.
It is spam for everything except for Google SGE. You can't inject that code there. Tell me I'm wrong on this.
I'm just dumbfounded by
They're making their search engine to the future of it by making automated reviews. Mm-hmm. But you can't do that.
You can do that. You should just mark it as spam.
Is spam. All right. I thought you had some more thoughts on this. I mean, I'm fired up. Whatever. Okay. Google Merchant Center is adding a customer support feature. You can now put in your Merchant Center feed what the customer support is. And you log in Merchant Center, go to customer support info card. You add your information and it goes in. And from TechCrunch, there's a new AI release for Stable Diffusion XL 1.0. If you're looking for more content to be created, check out Stable Diffusion XL 1.0. It is a competitor to Mind Journey and everything else that's out there. And then lastly here from Lily Ray at Lily Ray NYC on X, she has an example from SGE and it says, ah, yes, totally not plagiarism this time is her post that she made. She is looking for what is the best search engine. And the answer is, Google is generally considered the best search engine. It has over 88% market share since StatCounter began collecting data in January 2009. In June 2023, it was the world's most popular search engine and most visited website. No links, no citations ever. But underneath, you can see the exact thing was pulled from the featured snippet from SEMrush. It is nearly verbatim. There is one different comma. And then instead of not only, they took out the not only and they took out a but it. So 96% of this content was not attributed to SEMrush directly and was just ripped from there. So again, do
how
what
you get kicked out of college.
Do what I say, Jess, not what I do. Mm. All right. And that's it in organic. What's happening in social pod?
Can't believe it's my turn already. All right, so we're going to kick it off with some sass from longtime friend of the show, Deborah Masseler, at Deborah Masseler on X. She says, have you ever seen a social media state of the industry report launched by a social media company not report social media will be the end-all solution to a marketing issue? Me neither. A winky face. And I don't know where this is from, but it's a screenshot. Business leaders agree. Social media data and insights. Basically, social media is critical. There's 88%. This is massive. Everything's 88% agree what I'm about to say. So first of all, math. Maybe it's real. Maybe it's not. But social media are critical to delivering exceptional customer care. I would agree with that. I know people that use social media to reach out because a lot of times you can't even find contact information on people's websites. So I get that. Critical to customer retention. A critical tool in providing customer care and service. These things are important. Social media is important. I'm not saying just dump your social media accounts, but if you can't do these things without social media, you're probably not doing a very good job just as a business. So something to consider. And thank you, Deborah, for bringing that to light. Next up from social media today, Reddit is joining the verification game with new official labels that are now being displayed on some accounts, which signify a confirmed identity. Don't expect to pay to play with this yet, though per the platform, this is currently only available to a very, surrounded by asterisks, small double-digit number of profiles belonging to organizations with whom we already have existing relationships and who are interested in engaging with Redditors and communities on our platform. So, seems like a test, but again, if you're an official account, I feel like that's nice. I don't really have anything to say about this. We'll see what happens if they want to charge people for a verification, but it's nice to know if you're an official voice on something.
Everybody just took his idea and just ran with it.
I know, but Reddit is a cesspool and wholesome at the same time. So next up, while Greg looks at his phone, I'm just going to keep going with the news. YouTube adds more TikTok-like options to shorts, including collabs and Q&A stickers. This is from Social Media Today. So whatever, first of all, but if you care. We're talking about YouTube shorts here. Collabs is a side-by-side thingy. It's like duets on TikTok. The Q&A sticker enables creators to prompt direct responses from viewers within the shorts stream. So congratulations if you have people that are there that want to participate. Live streaming is coming in a vertical format. Like, duh. If you're doing shorts, you want to be on a phone while you've been horizontal this whole time. I wouldn't have even guessed that. You idiots. All right. And they are also adding new shortcuts that will make life easier when composing a short, which I guess is nice. So creators can rejoice. But you know who should not rejoice is Canadians. I'm sorry, in the Great White North, to all y'all listeners. Some news from Meta regarding just that, which is news. Here is a post or a tweet, I'm not sure when it happened, from Andy Stone of Meta Communications. He says, today we have begun the process of ending news availability in Canada. Changes will roll out over a few weeks. As we've always said, the law is based on a fundamentally flawed premise. And regrettably, the only way we can reasonably comply is to end news availability in Canada. RIP to news on Facebook. So Facebook did also put out an announcement about this. They updated it on August 1st, which as of recording was yesterday. So more changes may have rolled out, I guess, when you're listening to this, but I'm not sure. So as of August 1st, they said, in order to comply with the Online News Act, we've begun the process of ending news availability in Canada. The changes start today, will be implemented for all people accessing Facebook and Instagram in Canada over the course of the next few weeks. And if you are someone that consumes news or publishes it, I suggest that you read this because they break down what it means for Canadian news outlets, international news outlets, and the Canadian community. So again, to our listeners up there in Canada, RIP and peace to news. Hopefully not forever, but definitely check this out if this applies to you. They have tons more detail in their post about it. Another development from Zucks Fluck. Meta is experimenting with a range of different personas in its new AI chatbot tools, which will soon be made available in various elements on Facebook, Messenger, and Instagram. The personas will range from recreations of historical figures, the example they give is Abe Lincoln, to more stereotypical characters. The example they give is a surfer providing travel advice, which I guess is cool if you
don't need to hear from either of these people. Hey, bro. Tan, you know where you should go? The Big Island, bro. Like, that's something I don't want. And then, like, what is Abe going to be like? Hey, you should go to Gettysburg. Like,
who wants to go to Gettysburg? You should. I go there all the time.
Fourscore and 20 years ago was cool. Not now.
Fourscore is an epic brewery with great food in Gettysburg, which I recently learned should be called Gettysburg because the guy's name was Gettys, not Gettys, but whatever. Let's just keep going.
Nothing else matters. Just keep it Metallica.
We should keep it Metallica. Instagram is playing with more than just voices, though. So Alessandro Paluzzi found a slew of new generative AI tests that are going on. So it's not just Abe Lincoln and the surfer dude, which I would love to hear what happened if they had a baby. They are also testing things like stickers, visual editing, and message summaries. So if you're too lazy to read a whole DM, I don't know who's writing essays in their Instagram DMs, but you should stop it. But if you are doing it and you still want somebody to know what's up, they're testing AI to give you a summary of said message. I'm really scared of that. They want to be transparent about this stuff. This part I do like. They're testing labels for AI-generated content so users know that if what they're looking at didn't come from a human brain, and I appreciate that because there's a lot of it out there.
Who could ever use this? Imagine if somebody ever DMs me so much, I need a TLDR.
Right.
I'm unfollowing them or on whatever Instagram.
That's what I mean. Who's typing that much? Like write a text messages, make a phone call. I know nobody does that anymore.
No, it's like making a device for your shower so you don't get as wet. It's like, no, I'm trying to get wet in the shower. You know?
I know.
I'm trying to DM, like direct message quick. Like you don't write.
Instagram's just not the place to
it's
be
not like
writing.
The Gettysburg Address or Gettysburg Address, whatever you call it.
All right, we are going to close out social here with a round of news regarding the expert. So first, some engagement insights from Morty Oberstein. Ever heard of him? He says, ha! He posted this on X. Ha! What is the most common form of Twitter posts? One with links. What is the least engaged with post? One with links. Why am I not getting any engagement? I don't know. Don't throw your links everywhere. Sometimes brand awareness is enough. And again, take that with a grain of salt. Whatever you're trying to promote, you might need a link if you're trying to share more information. But if you just have something to say, you don't need the link to your homepage. I'm with you.
But if you do have something to link, like our show here on Marketing Clock, what people have to do now is they have to quote tweet their original tweet to get more engagement because the original tweet has the link. But if you quote tweet, it's not seen as a link tweet. So you quote tweet the link so you can still get to the link in the non-linked quote tweet.
Community notes. Posted at Community Notes on X. With yesterday's admission of 18 new countries, we now have Community Notes contributors in 44 countries around the world. This includes the whole, I have no idea what that is, the whole circle, the whole globe? I'm not sure, but they...
I think it's the United Nations.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
or
good.
EU? No. Yeah. It wouldn't be... Yeah, EU.
EU. EU. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Nicole, for knowing your flags because I don't. Whole bunch of new countries added to Community Notes. Love to see it. Congrats if you're one of them. Rejoice. They also posted, contributors, you are the heartbeat of Community Notes. Today, we're celebrating the most impactful note writers among you by launching top writer status. You'll get a badge on your profile as well as additional features. And if you're one of them, I hope you enjoy these things. Writing notes about media, priority for note alerts, badge and alias profiles. And there's a whole bunch more details. Again, if this applies to you, I suggest that you read it. But this is the lightning round, so I'm not going to. Here's a tweet or a post from Chase Curtis at Real Chase Curtis on X. There's an animation out there with the X logo, and it just says this animation was an Envato asset with the skull and crossbones. It kind of correlates with what we talked about with the font choice.
Yeah, it's
last
what
week.
It's what Elon posted maybe 12 hours after making that decision to change to X, and it was like this. Looking all over, like kind of cool, and then like triple it, and people screen grabbed, and it's like, why are there three X's in a row? Oh, you paid like $9 on Envato.
Yeah, that's probably what's powering that big sign on the building too. It's amazing. And finally, from Matt Navarra, please look at us at Matt Navarra on X. He says now available Twitter Blue, X Blue, X Black, as I'm calling it. Now lets you hide your verification check mark. What is the f***ing point of this or anything? Why do you want a check mark if you're just going to hide it? Does anything matter? Does anything matter?
Yeah, it all matters.
No, it doesn't.
You matter.
Thank you. In a few seconds, we're not even going to be matter. And that's a Men in Black quote.
And that brings us to our real life segment. Straight out of our accounts and into your ear holes. It's time for Working Hard or Hardly Working, where we talk about what's going on in our IRL work, good, bad, or otherwise.
For this week's Working Hard or Hardly Working, for me, we already reported on this in the paid section, is the new Google Ads appeal for trademark violations on ads. Like PPC Greg said, it's a pain in the ass. You have to fill out a form. They're asking you all these fields and trying to explain to a client what they need to submit for this is a headache and a half. And it's their own brand name. It literally does not have anybody else's brand possibly correlated to the actual name. And our ads got disapproved this morning. So
working hard for me. I said this if not last week, the week before, Nicole Waddington, we're sitting here.
This is last week.
I know. But it's important to note that we're sitting here shooting the scrolling X for Cheech and Chong mentions and girls over there setting up conversion actions and doing real work while we're sitting here being stupid. And I just so appreciate multitasking from anyone. And if someone on your team is multitasking and doing amazing things and being super productive when you're being an asshole, you should celebrate them. So high five, Nicole. Thank you.
Thank you.
So something hardly working has been Greg and Summer Greg not doing that great of a
Summer
job.
Summer Greg
has had a lot of soccer, hanging out with a lot of 8-year-olds. But we're making new videos, marketing tutorials, and Tables has been working hard on these. And Tables, what is the name of the software that we package we bought?
It's called Motion Array.
Motion Array. So Tables has Motion Array. And I look at these marketing tutorials and there are light years beyond where they've been. And a part of it, there's also like After Effects or something in there, just doing an amazing job. And we're trying to spread the love, spread the information. And we just launched one about maximize conversions versus maximize conversions with target CPA. And just in general, really proud of it. Tables doing an awesome job. And whatever the words you said were, After Array.
Motion Array.
Motion Array.
After Effects, Motion,
whatever you want to call it. Looks great. Check it out. Please subscribe over Marketing O'Clock on YouTube.
And now for this week's
Cool Tool.
As a reminder, our Cool Tool segment is not an official endorsement or paid mention. We're simply sharing something we found in our travels that may be of use to our listeners. And is really, really cool.
This week's Cool Tool will help you add flash to your dashboards. It's Looker Studio Companion, a Chrome extension that helps you improve reporting by enhancing user interface features and offering resources like functions, reference to build calculated fields, a regex checker, an icon library. You can perform bulk actions across multiple fields. And they have a new version if you've used this before with a new feature that lets you, I can't say this word, obfuscate text, so you're not worrying about other ways to blur confidential info if you want to share something out. That alone is really cool and a reason to check this out. It's free and there's a lot more that it can do. So if you're a look stud, you want this. And thanks to Mehdi Wijida for creating this and sharing it out. As always, we'll have the link in our newsletter, marketingoclock.com/newsletter, as well as on Discord, community.marketingoclock.com. So pick your poison and check it out. Now it's time for our must-read marketing article of the week. An article so advanced, so in-depth, so detailed that we simply cannot cover it in its entirety on today's show.
This week's must-read marketing article of the week comes from OHGM, ohgm.co.uk, and they have a post called Disallow Humans, quotation. Or I guess parentheses, bad cloaking, end parentheses. And they talk about what happens when they take their site and disallow. It's like reverse cloaking, right? Cloaking is where you show a search engine something different than you show a user. So it's technically cloaking, but usually people will cloak to say, hey, a user can't see this, but I'm going to put this other text for a search engine to find, crawl, and consume. But users can't see it. He went the opposite and said, oh, you know what? The entire site is only for search engines, not for users. And did a case study on what happens when you do this. And he said, today I'll be sharing the results of indulging in the everyone agrees this is bad. Why would you do this flavor of cloaking? And says a few other things. And goes, let's do some cloaking, some things I can't say out loud. Says, I started cloaking the entire website out for humans on June 26, 2023. If you visit any of the pages controlled by WordPress, you'd get the following experience. OHGM.co.uk is closed till further notice. And then one thing I liked that he says, and I always try to do this when I train, he says, what do you predict will happen? Making a prediction before reading the results is a great chance to test your instincts slash ability to anticipate search engine behavior. This is where Greg comes in. Or any behavior, right? Like, you should always be thinking, like, what's going to happen? And then you're like, oh, I was right. Oh, I was wrong. That's a great, I do that all the time. It's like benchmarking. Am I right? Am I wrong? Is this going to do good or bad? Nobody does that anyway. Okay, sorry. Less about me. This is like the narcissistic show here. As they say, considering rare scenarios will be a useful way to improve the semi-tangible skill. This test will run for 1 month. Takes a look at their Search Console data and then says and gives you the exact results of what happened. And it's not like super amazing. Like there's not like a huge, oh my God, this happened. But you, if you want to see it, are going to have to go look at it for yourself on ohgm.co.uk and see what happens. If you want that link, you can get it over on marketingaclock.com/newsletter or community.marketingaclock.com. And I, just like last week, I loved what Barry did when he took away the amp. I love this. You get to see what happens when you do something insanely stupid and just see the results. And amp isn't stupid, but well, amp is stupid. What Barry did wasn't stupid.
Right. Now onto our playlist of curated songs to work to, which you can find over at playlist.marketingaclock.com. Greg, what is going on the playlist this week?
I'm going to do something old school, back to Jess's generation, I'll say. And I'll go with Heavy by Collective Soul.
Ooh. I'm not offended, just so you know.
But you're not offended.
Yeah, I'm probably not.
Right, Jess, what are you adding?
I'm going with Sorry, Elon. We Appreciate Power, the Blood Pop remix by Grimes.
And I will be adding, and excuse me if I botch the pronunciation, Tazita by Mulatu Astatke.
Good luck searching for that, suckers.
Just join the playlist.
Yeah, follow the playlist. Yeah. All right, that does it for today's show.
It is now officially not Marketing O'Clock.
Thanks for listening.
Miss you already.
And we can't wait to see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Marketing O'Clock. If you're looking for more information on today's topic, head over to marketingaclock.com/newsletter to receive every single article we covered. We share the news as it breaks in our Discord community. Head over to community.marketingaclock.com to join.
Welcome to this week's Shooting the Heck, where after our famous Friday news show, we don't talk about marketing anymore. We just
shoot the heck.
And this week, we are going to do a draft. And this draft is going to be a nut draft. The theme is nuts. Guys, I got a feeling this is going to be nuts. All right, who's going to go first? Jess, you're first.
Cashews.
Cashews, take them. Take them. You know how many carbs are in those? Gross.
Don't care. Love them. Delicious.
Okay, I'm just going to go with peanuts. Without peanuts, you don't have peanut butter cups. You don't have peanut butter. Mm-hmm. Peanuts are phenomenal, and I just eat peanuts all day long. So
you do. I've seen it.
Okay, great. This is you gave me the one, and you took cashews. Fine.
All right, I'm going to do pistachios because they're fun to crack.
Ooh, good pick. Okay, and then you are still next.
Oh, serpentine. Oh,
serpentine. Mm-hmm. Hazelnuts.
Oh, that was my second one.
But I don't eat hazelnuts, but like hazelnut flavored things.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can't have
Nutella. Brought to you by hazelnut.
Yeah. You can't have hazelnut coffee. Right. That is great. You got very strong. I don't know what Jess is doing over here, but Nicole, you're very strong. All right. I am going to go with the most luxurious nut that's ever existed. Also a keto nut, a keto staple. It's like one of the only ways you can get crunch when you're keto. The macadamia. Mm. Go try to buy a macadamia. You need to take a loan.
They don't taste like anything.
Oh, what? You're eating the wrong macadamia nuts. Macadamia nuts they're buttery. It's like buttery smooth.
Yeah, that doesn't taste like
anything. Are those the ones that look like chickpeas? They're those like little.
Yeah.
They're
you
nice.
Try to buy a little jar of them. It's like such back.
Why are nuts so expensive? They're all really expensive.
I think it's they come from Hawaii. I think they're Roseanne Barr. Like
Tom Arnold's ex-wife?
Yeah. I think she like farms macadamia nuts.
Get out of here.
I don't know. Somebody just made that up.
She would. Well, somebody it's look truth it up. Now. It's gospel.
Yes.
I want the one that looks like a brain, the walnut.
Mm.
Love that.
Do you like chopped? Do you like them mixed into stuff?
Yeah, like a banana walnut bread or something. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Banana walnut pancakes.
Okay.
Bomb. Serpentine, I go again?
Yes.
How many are we doing?
I know exactly what you're doing. You're doing the most bland plant.
You have no idea what I'm about to do. You have no idea what I'm about to do.
Okay, go.
I heard you say almond. I'm going Nutter Butter Cookies because they're in the shape of
that
a nut.
That's a stretch, but I wish I thought of that.
It's in the shape of a peanut.
The cookie is
it's in the shape of a peanut.
It doesn't matter. It's not a
peanut,
though. It is a Nutter Butter cookie.
All right. Well, I'm going to take a better one than that. I'm going to go with D's.
What? Get out of here.
Imagine life without it. If you didn't have D's.
Nicole doesn't get it.
Oh.
It's a little smile, like a little fun.
I was just loading. You know what I mean? The page was loading. I get it now.
I came upon written in the sand on the beach a couple weeks ago. Somebody had written D's nuts, like huge. I had to take a panoramic photo to get the whole thing. I smiled. Yeah, you win.
All right. Nicole?
Ugh, everything's going to be boring after following up with that. Pine nuts.
Mm.
Okay.
They add texture to things. You can sprinkle them on to salad.
Pesto, right?
That's and also pesto? People, yeah, and people are allergic. I think that's a little fun.
Pine nuts?
Wow. People are allergic to peanuts and pine nuts. Yeah. Oh, wow. It's like
tree nuts.
Yeah, and tree nuts.
Okay. And your last pick, Nicole?
Pecans. Candied pecans.
Ooh, you're okay. A pecan person. I say pecans.
Or pecan. Yeah. The accent.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I kind of think I won already. I've got the best nut. I got the peanut. Mm-hmm. I got the most expensive nut. I've got D's. And I'm just going to go with one that I like here at Cypress North. I'm going to go with a wing. Like that. Well, there's wing nuts here is some of the best wings in Buffalo, and it's right by Froth Brewing, like right down the street from us. Mm-hmm. And it's just always a good time there. And I just kind of want wing nuts in my corner. And if you haven't seen them, look them up. They're massive wings and they're really good. And
it's
the
also
good
a piece
too.
Of hardware, right? That's like a thing too.
Yeah. And if not, I can use it for to secure a bolt.
Yeah. That's beautiful. I'm going coconut.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thank you.
That's a good one. Wait, I can't believe you took that. I can't believe
wait,
you took
that's
Nutter
so
Butter
good.
Cookies.
Nutter Butter is my. Do you like the juice? The water?
The juice, the flakes, the idea of it falling on my head. All of it. It looks like a bowling ball. Absolutely. Coconuts all day. And Nutter Butters are my Butterfinger BBs of this draft. So
okay, well, we left a lot out there. Nobody took almonds. Brazil nuts. I ate Brazil nuts.
Ugh, nobody likes
you
almonds.
You wanted me to take almonds. That's
nobody wants
didn't.
To be an almond mom.
I was an almond mom. You
came to this just trying to be as basic as you could. And you really switched it around.
Thank you.
All right.
I got cashews, walnuts, Nutter Butter cookies, and coconuts.
I've got peanuts, macadamia, D's, and wing.
I have pistachios, hazelnuts. I forgot what else I've
Wow, you must really love your team.
Pine nuts?
We.
Oh, pine nuts, yeah. And
we'll see you next week.